Barrett Kohler Publishers presents Please Sit Over There, How to Manage Power, Overcome Exclusion, and Succeed as a Black Woman at Work. Written by Francine Parham, narrated by Francine Parham. To my mother, Juanita, and my father, Oscar Sr., who taught and told me all that they knew. Preface. My message to Black professional women. I'm not telling you what I heard. I'm telling you what I know. This was one of my father's favorite sayings. He said this to me when I was a child, and later when I was an adult. It has served me as a creed throughout my adult life and career, and it is the place from which I speak as I write these words. It is what I know that I want to pass on to the Black women building their careers and lives today. In 2 decades as a Black woman in the institution of corporate America, I have learned a lot, I have witnessed a lot, and I have experienced a lot. I have made many decisions and was a part of many more, and eventually I reached the highest levels of leadership. I have been at the table. My road wasn't easy, nor was my path defined. I don't take for granted the many amazing and strong-willed Black women who made a path for me. Even though many of these women were not from the corporate sector, they stood up for me. And when they stood up for what they believed in, they afforded me the privilege of being able to sit down in those rooms at those leadership tables. Their advocacy left me with the responsibility to bring more Black women to positions of leadership and authority in the workplace. It is my life's work to bring more of us to the table, not just as tokens or symbols, but in roles with genuine authority and influence. We have a long way to go in this journey, despite the fact that we are neither new nor inexperienced within these many institutions. I am not satisfied with what should accurately be called a lack of progress. We are still not at the tables and in the rooms where we need to be, especially in the institutions of corporate America. But Black women in the workplace are at an inflection point. I've heard many advocates say that they want to help us, but they aren't quite sure how to get us there. Out of this dissatisfaction, I offer a way forward. An important lesson I have learned in corporate America is to never complain without a recommendation and ultimately a solution. My solution is to talk about the concept of power. Power is not bad. It is the people behind it and their actions that have the potential to make it corrupt or evil in nature. My goal is to help Black women understand power and learn how to use it to their own benefit, accelerating their career trajectory and professional advancement. It is unfortunate when the concept of power carries negative connotations. In the context I am considering in this audiobook, power leverage for your career advancement is a good thing. I believe that learning this skill is the key to bringing more Black women to that proverbial table. And you do have power. Everyone does, even in the workplace. It is how you use it and what you use it for that matters. One thing I'd like to note, you won't ever hear me talk about Black women becoming empowered. We already have that covered. We have been empowered for a very long time. Self-efficacy is not something that I have a problem with, nor have I seen my sister struggle with self-efficacy. I was raised to know that I am powerful. I have my mother, my role model, and my father to thank for that. I have come to understand what power means, who has it, and the importance of using it to help me succeed in the workplace. My intention is to share what I know in the hope that it will help you create or enhance your own career by understanding what your organization values.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?